Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. I have a special guest today. Krista Hayes is here with us, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. And I always want to thank you for taking your valuable time to spend it with us on the show here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now join me in welcoming our guest for today. Krista Hayes is here. Krista Hayes is an emerging industry thought leader in the fields of depression and positive psychology. She's widely considered to be a positive force for those around her and is always encouraging her clients to achieve the highest culmination of their best good. Creating a brand new movement in the world of depression, she's the founding warrior of Take Back the Fight, an organization designed to encourage those with depression to regain their mental and physical strength one day at a time.
Welcome, Krista. I am so excited to have you here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I know you are a busy person and you're taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with all of us. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Bonnie, for inviting me.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. I mean, what we do is very often based on our past, our experiences, whatever. So tell us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to what you do today to share advice and help other people.
Okay, so I am a woman on a mission for those around the world. And so I am the founding warrior of Take Back the Fight. So that is an organization that is dedicated to those who are dealing with depression. So it's about 350 million people around the world who are dealing with depression in some form or in some type of shape, which is about 5% of our population. And so I'm here as a representative for those 5% who are going through their battles with depression to help encourage them to come out of it using tactics that you can implement every day, and so using the help of positive psychology.
Mm. And, you know, you talk about the body basics, you know, like the components. Do you share a little bit more about, you know, what those are and how you help people with them, and maybe, you know, maybe we struggle with depression ourselves, or maybe we know someone who does. We all know somebody who does. And so right, some of those things might be helpful to pass on to them.
So I have 8 body basics that I've come up with that I feel we need to get reacquainted with to be able to function at our best selves every day. And so these are not complicated, you know, doing arithmetic or anything like that. And so they are just 8 simple steps that you can implement throughout the day every day to be able to function at your best and to awaken yourself to your life. So a lot of people have dulled their senses or have just given up on being physically or mentally or emotionally stimulated throughout their days. And that is not how we were designed to live at all. So the 8 body basics that I help everyone get back in tune with are those of the 5 senses, so sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell, and then also the core, the essence the intrinsic values of ourselves, which are body, mind, and soul. So between the extrinsic, which are our senses, how we connect and interpret the world, and then the intrinsic, which are the body, mind, and soul, which is how we connect with ourselves, being able to incorporate and use those every day to be able to live your fullest life.
Mm. So, you know, as you started your business, I would imagine you had to go through some of these things along your journey as well, and that's how, and we often, oh, I always get this saying wrong, but we like experience most what we need to, what we're meant to teach is we need to learn it first and then we can teach other people. And absolutely. And I find that so true with almost everybody I talk with. How do you differentiate yourself from other people who do what you do? I mean, there's lots of, you know, health kind of coaches out there. How do you stand apart? What's the unique feature that you bring?
So I actually have had a personal experience with the depression. So in 2011, I was diagnosed as being clinically moderate. In 2011, I was diagnosed as having moderate clinical depression. And so with that, there were times when I could not interact with my friends and family, and so I was unable to communicate what I was saying in a way that they could interpret and understand. And then there was a way that I couldn't even understand what I wanted within myself. And so going through that process, at the time I was a manager of a very large retail company and had no ambition whatsoever to continue going forward with the company. So I've always had the ability to incorporate and, you know, strategize and whatnot, but I just had no further ambition to go forward. Like, I was either upset or I was irritable every day. And it was a change that I had to go through and a process that I had to go through personally. And so after about a year of intensive training for myself, I was able to come out of depression, and I still had the tools that I was able to teach myself every day of how to live and go through and be able to interact and function in the way that we were meant to as human beings.
So with your personal experience, you've learned it all yourself. You've been there. You've got that sort of expertise because you know you were on the front lines and you walk the talk, it sounds like.
Yes, definitely.
And so helping other people to, whether they're on medication or not, because sometimes that is necessary, but then maybe to take less of it or not be so dependent on it is a goal. But I'm assuming that you work with, you know, if they've got healthcare providers and they are on medication, so that people don't just stop all their medication and do something else and have a bad result. I'm assuming that there's some collaboration there.
Definitely. And so we definitely encourage it for those who do suffer from either moderate or severe depression, to make sure that you are in contact with a counselor to be mm-hmm. able to talk through those feelings that you're having and those thoughts that are consuming you throughout the day. And so for those who are on medication, we don't say that you come here and you stop. So you do continue to take your medication until, you know, your symptoms continue to subside as your doctor has prescribed. And so, but with that, one thing to keep in mind is that those who are on medication, it is a little bit tougher for them to come off the medication and not have a relapse because of it. And so there was a study that was done about 10 years ago by Dr. Sean Aker. He's the author of The Happiness Advantage. He did a study at Harvard he had three test groups of those who were suffering with depression. So those who were suffering with depression and took medication alone had a 38% relapse rate in 6 months of coming off the medication. Those who were on medication and incorporated daily fitness into their life had a 31% of relapse after coming off it within 6 months. Those who did just fitness alone had a 9% relapse rate after stopping in 6 months. And so for those who are taking medication, it is a little bit harder for you to go through and not experience a relapse. And so but with that, going through our program, you'll have the ability, you'll have the tools under your belt to be able to pull out at any moment in time that would get you through small, daily, actionable changes and wins to gradually improve your mood and then lighten your entire mental state.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like these small little changes, things you incorporate into your life, are lifelong things. That's not just for the situation at hand. You'll always have them because then they're part of you.
Definitely, definitely. I still do these things today. Years later, I am still implementing my 8 body basics that I'm going through.
You know, now that you've got your body basics all in line, you're all taken care of, and you're not, you know, suffering from depression anymore and all that, how did you turn that into a business? You know, what was the process of, you know, did you need certain education or was it just, you know, the life of hard knocks, you know, experience? And then creating the products and your programs. How did that whole evolution take place once you were in a good place?
So for me, it was definitely a combination of both. It began with passion. And so I just woke up one day. And it was, this is something that is sincere and is deep and close to my heart, that I don't want people to have to struggle with finding their way out like I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not have an accountability system, and it was really whether or not I had enough gumption to be able to get through this on my own. How bad did I want it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those who are suffering with depression, you know that's a lot to pull out of you, especially mm-hmm. in the very beginning. And so for me to have to go through it alone, it was something I didn't want anybody else to have to experience again. And so I wanted to create an accountability system. So for those who are going through it, they have someone who understands what they're talking about and what they're going through, because friends and family don't necessarily understand. And then mm-hmm. also to be able to give them actionable research and tried and true proven formulas to actually make a difference in what they're doing. And so with that, I fell in love with positive psychology when I first heard about it. So I'm in the process of becoming a certified positive psychology coach to be able to implement that as well. And so, but you know how they say it was something that you were doing all along.
Mm-hmm.
So once I went through my year of transitioning and rising above depression, so not only did my mental situation change, but also my physical situation changed. So I found a career that I was very involved in, and that brought me a lot of joy and excitement, and even took it into a very lucrative consulting career. And so with that, as I was traveling all around the country, I was realizing that I was more invested in the people that I was working with rather than completing the task that I was doing.
Mm.
So I would make sure that when I was done, the people were okay. And the people had what they needed to be able to go just a little bit further. So after a lot of personal attention and giving to myself in what I would want to really, you know, involve myself with, so I determined that this is where my heart is.
Mm. You found what feeds your soul.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and I think a lot of people probably have a similar experience. I know I did. You just know it's right. You just, you know, you just in your gut, in your soul, in your heart, you just know that it's going to work. Don't know how necessarily. You don't have,
right.
have the right plan or, you know, so much money in the bank saved up or anything like that. But you just know. You just know. And so it sounds like it was partly that for on your journey as well.
Yes, it was. And with that, you do have to just believe in yourself. And so mm-hmm. I know a lot of people say that and it starts to become cliche. So, but I really do believe that you have to have faith that what you are delving into is going to be successful. And so mm-hmm. I am a book nerd and I love words and I love to know what they mean. So faith by Webster's Dictionary is the complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And I knew that when I decided to go in and help those who are struggling to come out of depression, I knew that I had complete trust and confidence in myself and in helping others.
Mm. And you know, that comes through. I mean, can't you feel that in other people? You know, you can tell when someone is confident or
you
not.
You sure can.
So, yeah. And so it's an energy thing, I think. So you put off a different vibe. You exude a different type of energy. You know,
I
always like to leave people with some, you know, golden nugget as they're on their entrepreneur journey. Because many of the folks that listen to this show are either, you know, thinking about becoming entrepreneurs or are already on the journey. What have you learned or what has really helped you along your path, Krista, that we could share with people today?
And Bonnie, really, you just said it. And so those who have the passion and really have a heart for it, like it just comes out different in your messaging and mm-hmm. as versus those who didn't. And so when I was in consulting, like I said, I was more interested in the people that I was working with than doing the actual work that I was getting paid good money to complete. And so with that, I had to not find something that I knew would pay well because I already had that. I had to find something that I knew that I could be true to and that I could have complete trust and confidence in what I was doing and in the business that I was building and creating. So I would definitely mm-hmm. just encourage your listeners to continue to either have trust in themselves and faith in themselves or to find where they can have that complete trust and confidence.
Mm. That's an awesome golden nugget to leave with people because I think we can't say that enough that I often say to people, belief is the best gift that we can give to ourselves because we don't always do that, you know? So,
right.
You know, I know you've got like tons of stuff out there. You've got several different products and things. Tell us a little bit about what you've got out there and how that really helps, especially the market, the people that you serve, because a lot of it, I think, is groups. I mean, I think you do some one-on-one too, but you create community, which I think is really helpful for people with any type of illness that, you know, there's that isolation factor that we go through if we're struggling with something, and having a group really helps that. So maybe if you could talk a little bit about how you are building that community.
Okay, definitely. So with that, I have three different tracks that you can go through with Take Back the Fight. So I have Take Back the Fight Basic, which is a group accountability and training program. And so it is an 8-week course that will go through each week we will discuss one of the body basics and how we can implement those into our lives and what the true definition of those mean. And so, and then in the 8-week course, it will also consist of, like, its main focus is to be an accountability program. Like, yes, you have the tools. Yes, the tools are important. But more than that, you need someone who understands. You need someone who has been where you are and know where you want to go. So that is the main highlight of Take Back the Fight Basic. So that is the 8-week course, which is a group course. So once you have completed Take Back the Fight Basic, you then have the ability to go into Take Back the Fight Advanced, which is a year-long program. Going over those same 8 tools, we'll spend a month on each one, and then a couple of extra months implementing, working with, and diving deeper into ourselves and actually finding out what our triggers are so that we can eradicate them. And so and then I also have Take Back the Fight Intense, which is one-on-one personal coaching and accountability with myself. And so where we can go through, we'll spend 6 months at a time going through understanding, processing what our 8 body basics are with personalized attention.
Awesome. You know, Krista, I know people are going to want more of you, know how to connect with you. What's the best way to do that is, I will put your website link on the show page, but maybe if you just want to share a little bit more about how people can find you, can refer people to you, whatever.
Sure. So with that, you can go to takebackthefight.com, and on the very first page, you'll be invited to complete a comprehensive assessment of what symptoms are you struggling with depression. And so with that, once you complete that assessment, you will then be sent a personalized solution of what you can do today to start owning and overcoming depression and becoming your own champion of it. Okay, and so for those who have completed the personalized solution, so I have a bonus for you. That once you've done that, you can then schedule a personalized call with myself to where we can sit down and talk about how these 8 body bases can be infused into your life so that you can start owning and taking back the situation that you're going through. So that is all on the website. And then if you're on Facebook, you can definitely go to the Facebook page, Take Back the Fight. And you can like the page. We have daily inspiration and different quotes and strategies that you can implement right on the Facebook page as well.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day today, Krista. I know that you've got lots going on. So I just want to, again, I'm so appreciative that you took time to be here on the Holistic Entrepreneur.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.